Have you ever heard a political candidate talk about their campaign in such a way that you're not sure what it is they believe in, much less the position they're running for? You'd be justified in thinking, this guy needs to go back to candidate school. Well, it turns out there is such a thing, a training program sponsored by the Utah Farm Bureau to give candidates for public office some basic tools to help with their messaging and presentation so voters can clearly understand where they're coming from and why they should get your vote. Utah State Senator Scott Sandel went through the Farm Bureau's campaign school before he got into his first legislative race.
If you have any thought that you might want to participate in the public square, whether it be a school board, city council, mayor, or perhaps at the legislative level, you should enroll yourself in some kind of campaign school. It will make you a much better candidate. You'll feel much more prepared, and you'll have a sense of confidence that I think a lot of candidates are missing.
Cody Lyon travels the country teaching campaign schools on behalf of the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Campaign school is nonpartisan. We don't care who is in the room as long as they want to put forth the effort to win their race, to win their campaign. We teach the information is the same and no matter what party a person runs in. We teach the information the same no matter the size and scale of the race they are seeking.
Welcome to Cows, Plows, and Things That Grow, the podcast from Utah Farm Bureau. I'm Dan Bonas. It's time again for the Utah Farm Bureau Campaign School, and today we'll hear from one of the instructors and from a current office holder who says it helped him enormously in his campaigns. Cody Lyon is Managing Director of Advocacy and Political Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation based in Washington, D.C. He's traveled the country for decades helping candidates learn the nuts and bolts of political campaigns, and he says his program has an 80% success rate in getting the people who participate elected to public office.
My job when I come out is just to kind of relay this, the trends that we're seeing nationwide, help them understand the purpose of campaigning, which is to, it's really four simple steps. It's to identify who's going to vote in the upcoming election, get your message out to those voters. Third, make sure you touch those voters sometime before the campaign. And fourth, make sure that they get to the polls on election day and they cast a ballot. So it's a process that has four simple steps, but there's a lot of complexity behind those four steps that is required to help candidates know what to do.
And you work with Democrats and Republicans.
The campaign school is nonpartisan. We don't care who is in the room as long as they want to put forth the effort to win their race, to win their campaign. We teach the information is the same and no matter what party a person runs in. We teach the information the same no matter the size and scale of the race they are seeking. It is simply the ability for the people to come in to learn what to do to win their campaign. I've had candidates who have won statewide before sit in the room. I've also had candidates who have a 400-person electorate that they need to reach out to. How we teach the information is exactly the same. It's simply the ability for that person to scale what they learn to their race.
And how do you scale that? With 400 people, you can go and shake every hand, but on some of the others, not so easy.
It is. One of the key responsibilities for every candidate is to get their message out. And that can be shaking someone's hand. The face-to-face is incredibly important. If a candidate shakes a voter's hand, they have a 90% chance of getting their vote. Just for that ability of shaking a person's hand, saying, I am candidate for running for this particular race. I'd appreciate your vote in the upcoming election. Just that ability to do that helps candidates win. But if you're running in a very large area that has multiple, you know, tens of thousands of voters or hundreds of thousands of voters, you can't do that. So you have to get your message out in different ways. And that's one of the things we teach in the campaign school is how to do it effectively. What communication method is best? What are the strengths of those communication methods? What are the weaknesses of them? Each one has a strength and a weakness. But the way we teach it is we provide that information on those different campaign on those different communication methods. We then work with help the candidate understand what they need to do to win their particular race. And part of the way we do this is through presentation, is through interaction, it's through a campaign simulation that we go through over a day and a half so that the participants understand what it takes to win the race from start to finish on a case study simulation. We utilize these concepts because this is what helps adults learn, is to experience something and then understand the purpose of why you do it. And that's one of the reasons why our success rate is what it is that it's not a lecture two seminar. It is a get involved, learn what you need to do, we'll have discussion, and we'll talk about ways you need to apply that for your particular race.
Now, you've even had candidates who are running against each other sit through this program.
We have, yes. It's a, you know, we don't choose who comes to the school. The State Farm Bureau's recruit, and sometimes they have candidates who are running for the same race, in which case it's up to the candidate themselves to apply what they've learned, to go and get their message out, meet the voters, ask for the vote, be in the right place in order to help ensure that the voters hear their message. Essentially, you know, we teach this information to the people who are in the room, and when they leave, they have that tool and skill set to then go and apply it for their race. If they're running against each other, you know, we're likely, you know, to lose one of those seats, but we hope at least somebody else does win that race. And that's where my job is to help everybody in that room know what they need to do to win.
Do you talk to candidates about how to relate to their opponents?
We focus more on what they need to do to interact with their voter base. And, you know, we don't really focus on how they need to interact with their opponent, but simply how they need to identify who's going to vote in the upcoming race. And that's, you know, public information. You know, tendencies of voters who are going to vote in the upcoming election, making sure that the candidate gets their message to those voters. And that can be in any number of different ways, face-to-face, direct mail, radio, newspaper, variety of different ways. And then continue to kind of reach out to those voters and know, or that is that voter going to vote for them in the upcoming election? Are they undecided? Do they support an opponent? In which case, this helps candidates know what they need to do in a precinct-by-precinct basis, how they need to get their message out, how they need to be in that community, in that area, all the things they need to do in order to get the majority of votes to win their election.
And how do you recruit candidates to join this program?
That is up to the State Farm Bureau. State Farm Bureaus go through a registration process, and State Farm Bureaus are able to kind of have people come in to the campaign school. My only requirement when I work with State Farm Bureaus is a minimum of 8 and a maximum of 25. We keep it at a very small scale, but we need to have that minimum number and no more than 25 just because of the interactive component of the campaign school. We put people in teams of 4 or 5. They work together through that case study simulation. They work together to answer questions. They work together in a variety of different ways. And this is, again, this one of those kind of, this is an adult learning concept that we know works well, is when people are working together for a common purpose. And in the case of our campaign seminar, it's learning how to win an election, but also participating in this campaign case study simulation.
Do they also learn how to raise money, the essential ingredient for a political campaign?
It is. That is one of the key points is budget and fundraising, is knowing, you know, first where, how much money you expect to need to win your election. We also expect work with them on fundraising activities and tactics and psychological motivations for why people give to a campaign. Campaigns need money, but money really is the support for any campaign. You can look at it in a variety of different ways. Money helps you purchase certain things. Money helps you get your message out through communication medium, but it also shows that you have support. You know, one of the biggest things that a lot of campaigns need is yard signs, because yard signs show support for a candidate within their district. You need volunteers, you need others to help you put the yard signs out, but you need the money in order to buy the yard signs as well to get those designed and printed. So it's a variety of different things that we utilize. Budget and fundraising is one of those very key components that campaigns and candidates need to know.
And when you're out with the voters, how do you work with voters? Again, you know, it's easy to say go shake every hand, but not the simplest thing.
It is not the simplest thing, but ironically, a lot of the exit surveys and other surveys have shown voters almost want to be able to kind of tell you, I want to support you, I want to vote for you, but they expect candidates to ask for their vote. And they expect, because that's the one thing a voter can give to a candidate is their vote. And part of it is they just want to have the candidate come and say, I need you to help win this election. So it is hard to meet every voter in your district and shake the hand to ask for the vote, but this is where how you communicate becomes very important. Can you do that through a radio ad? Can you do it through social media? Can you do it through a newspaper ad? Can you do it at fairs, festivals, and other large events where people get together? You can do it when speaking in front of civic clubs within communities. You can also do it through people who say they're going to support you and, give you $25 or $50 check. Every person who contributes to your campaign, they're going to want to talk to others about why they are supporting you. And that's, again, that helps spread your message to other voters you may not get to see face to face, but it is a way that your supporters can help spread the word within your campaign. Campaigning is not easy. It's hard work. It's tough work. But when candidates know what they're doing and how to do it effectively and appropriately, then they can have great success. And that's the way our campaign school is built, to help candidates know what to do to win their race.
How do you help them identify the voters who they need to reach at the highest priority, the ones who are most likely to vote for them?
It's the ability of kind of going out through kind of public voter data records, so you know who's likely to vote in the upcoming election. From that standpoint, then it's kind of doing the traditional canvassing of voters. You can either go and knock on their door, meet with them in different with meet with them within their community, make phone calls, but it's just a simple question of, I am Cody, I'm running for this office. Do you know who you're going to vote for in the upcoming election? If they say yes, then there's a script of what to say next. If they say I'm undecided, you mark that down. And so you constantly go back to voters throughout the campaign, so you know how have you identified a voter, then are you persuading them to come to your side? The shoe leather grassroots part of campaigning is the same, and it's really how candidates who are the most effective know how they are doing well before election day, and they continually work hard to ensure that they're going to win by a very large majority.
Do the candidates get any education on Farm Bureau issues while they're doing this?
They may get that afterwards when they built the relationship with the State Farm Bureau. My job is to come in first to help them win their election. In a day and a half that the campaign seminar lasts, it's a lot of information we impart on them to win their election. The State Farm Bureau does an excellent job afterwards of helping them understand what are some of the key issues impacting farmers and ranchers around the state.
Do you teach them how to work with media?
Media is a very big component because the media will help candidates get their message out well beyond just an individual meeting or anything else. The media is a great way to spread the message of a candidate. So we go through a variety of different media training skills so that they know how to say certain things through the media, how to develop sound bites, how to work with the media to ensure their message is getting heard by the voters within their district. The media is key. The media is very important for every single candidate, and they need to treat media as a method in order to get their message out to a much wider audience than they could on their own.
Do you teach them not to be outrageous?
Oh, always. We teach candidates to stay on message. That's the best thing that they can do is stay on their own message.
How about to make it clear what their real positions are, though? What's important to them? I mean, a city council candidate, you know, may not necessarily buy into the proposition that their job is to pay the cops and fix the streets. They may have a broader agenda. So do you help them to tailor their message to what the voters expect them to be doing?
We help them try to understand what are the key issues impacting their district. What are the key issues that are important to the voters in their district? And that's where they have to be able to kind of develop their messages and the things that they want to do and how they want to do it, but say it in a way that the voters can appreciate and understand what it is they want to do and why they feel that way. Empathy is a very key component for every single candidate in order to understand what the voters care about in their district. And empathy comes from understanding voters' concerns, their needs, their key issues in the upcoming election, and what they expect from their candidates. And so that ability to have communication method and understand where voters are coming from and what's important for them and how to say things so they hear what you're saying appropriately that fits their concerns.
Do you have any stories you can tell us about candidates who've been through your program and what they learned there and what worked for them, perhaps what did not?
We always have a lot of good examples. I think it's one of the biggest things is a lot of people leave after the second day and they're kind of overwhelmed by the amount of information that they have. But it's great to hear stories afterwards of taking some examples we showed them and utilizing refining what they showed me before, things that they have been thinking about or planning. So one of the key things, and it's important for every candidate, is to tell voters why you're running. The way we do it is we encourage a 25-word or less statement of why you're running. In order to do that, candidates have to be able to identify the right words in order to kind of relay why they are running for that office. And I've seen candidates who have changed the way that they've approached that. I've seen candidates who fired a campaign manager because the candidate and the campaign manager just did not agree on how to move forward with the plan and strategy. And the candidate realized it's my name on the ballot. This is what I want to see done. And so they fired a campaign manager, hired another one, and the candidate won, I think, primarily because they changed their tactics from before they entered the campaign school. What they learned at the campaign school helped them adapt to this new strategy, and that helped the candidate win in the end when they may have lost.
Do you train campaign staff as well?
We have candidates, campaign managers, spouses come to the campaign school. It's open to anybody who wants to learn more about it, who is a candidate now, who may think about being a candidate in the 2026 cycle. Anyone who really wants to kind of learn what it takes to win a campaign.
Do you have to disabuse your candidates about some wrong ideas as they begin this process? You're smiling.
There's always a few ideas that candidates try to emulate certain people who they like. And, you have to kind of come in and know who you are. You have to be authentic. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to come in and recognize that sometimes it's about the voters in the district and what they care about versus kind of a pet issue you want to see done, because you can't do the thing you want to see done until the voters elect you. And you have to kind of speak to their concerns and their issues. We've had some people, who have felt like they had very good media training skills. When you get in that bright lights of a campaign, you get asked a campaign question, you have to know what you want to say. You have to know how you want to say it. And so message discipline and practicing becomes key in everything a candidate wants to do. So it can be a humbling experience. I've seen some candidates come in who felt like they knew everything, had been elected before, and they were pretty humbled when they left, realizing, I don't know how I won my campaign, but I know what to do now to make sure that I win my next campaign.
So what is your feeling about this whole process? Because you've been doing it so long with so many different candidates, how do you feel personally about what you're doing?
I I appreciate everybody who wants to step forward to learn how to win how to win a campaign that with their name on the ballot. It takes a lot of effort, and I applaud anybody who wants to step forward and do it. I also want to make sure that when they're in that room, they recognize what it takes to do it and win. I want to make sure that everybody who's in that room, when they leave, they feel better about what it's going to take to win. They will know how to win their campaign. They will understand the effort they need to put forth, not just for themselves, but their family. It's going to be a sacrifice on the family as well. I want them to understand that running for office is a noble activity. And to do what you want to do when you're in office means you have to get elected first. And getting elected can be a tough, arduous task, but when you know what you're doing and you know what it takes to go into it, you know how to message yourself to voters, you know how to talk to voters, you know how to raise money. When you know all the things it takes to win your campaign, you're going to put forth the effort, you're going to make sure you're in the right position to win. And I want everybody to leave our campaign school to understand they have a skill set and tools to win. They just need to bring their passion and strategy to implement it. And then once elected, they will be able to do what they want to do.
Cody Lyon works with the American Farm Bureau Federation, leading its candidate school programs with state farm bureaus across the country. Coming up, we'll hear from a current Utah senator who says candidate school made all the difference for him.
We're excited to announce that Farm Bureau's member benefits platform is getting an upgrade. This move will provide Farm Bureau members with an even better experience and access to a wider range of exclusive local, national, and international discounts and perks. Think of it as everything you love from our old platform, plus so much more. After downloading the Benefit Hub app from your App Store, you'll be able to log in with the same email address and password from the old Avenity discount program. You can also access these benefits online at utahfarmbureau.org/member-benefits. Whether you're planning a trip, shopping, dining out, or enjoying local attractions, your benefits are just a tap away. Download the Benefit Hub app today and start saving instantly. Utah Farm Bureau and Benefit Hub, your gateway to exclusive membership perks.
You're listening to Cows, Plows, and Things That Grow, the Utah Farm Bureau podcast. Among many programs offered by Utah Farm Bureau is a campaign school where anyone planning to run for public office can learn how to run an effective campaign. State Senator Scott Sandel from Tremonton went through the program in 2013 before running for the Utah House of Representatives the following year.
A couple of things that campaign school taught me. One is it taught me how to connect with voters, either in handouts, signage, when to ramp your campaign up, when you could pull back, and especially the fact that I remember it was ingrained into us that when you're campaigning, you've got to pick three issues that are really important to you and stick to those issues and not try to do a scattergun approach. And that's what people appreciate.
What were your issues in that initial campaign?
I remember we did education. And education was a hot button and very important. Conservative taxation policy was another one, and that played out in an election that I had, even for the Senate seat that I had was pretty important against a very formidable candidate.
Did you have to do any polling or focus groups or anything like that to pick your issues?
We didn't go that far the first time around. The time that I ran for the Senate, we did some of that to determine what was the most pressing issues for people in our area and made sure we focused on that.
And what did those issues turn out to be?
The fact that it's important in politics to understand the process and the people and then the policy. And I think that was also drawn out in campaign school a little bit, is how to do that. And my opponent didn't understand that as well, and I think that resonated with the voters.
Who taught the campaign school when you participated?
I apologize. I don't remember her name. Hmm. She had run some campaigns for a Washington National Senate seat. And staff might be able to help me remember who that was, but was really effective.
Okay. You went in there not knowing this person, not knowing her background, but how did she convince you that she knew what she was talking about?
Her credentials pretty much spoke for themselves. She'd been part of a winning campaigns in a lot of ways. And quite honestly, the realistic way she approached campaigning resonated with me. I needed to learn basic things, like what should a sign look like? What should a campaign sign look like? What does it look like when you go to a town hall meeting? What are the basics of things you need to do? Make sure that you get your message across and stop talking. All of those kind of things that realistically and kind of down to earth stuff that I guess I'd never thought about. She made sure that she brought it home.
And when you were done, did you have any kind of evaluation or did you provide some feedback on what you'd learned?
We provided some feedback on what we learned. And to this day, I express the things that I carried out of that campaign school. I believe one made me more confident as a candidate and made me successful in my first election. There's no doubt that I would have really struggled had I not had the lessons that I learned in campaign school for those 2 days.
What advantage does Farm Bureau have then by holding this program, by reaching out to potential candidates?
I think they're trying to cultivate candidates that will represent rural Utah in a conservative way, conservative values. I don't think they limit it to any, in fact, I know they don't limit it to any particular party or ideology, but I think it's important to have candidates who present themselves well and can get their message across. And sometimes even the best people, the best candidates, need some help learning how to do that.
And of course, after that, the door to Farm Bureau is open.
Yeah.
For office holders.
Exactly. Exactly. And you create a relationship with an organization that's grassroots across the state. And you know their people, you know their leadership. And as an elected official, it's easy when they call you on the phone to understand them and listen to their issues. You've already developed that relationship.
Should the curriculum for candidate school be different in 2025 than it was in 2013?
I don't think so, quite honestly. There will be some different nuance. One, back in that day, we were not doing vote by mail. I think vote by mail creates a whole different idea around how to time things and how your message has to be approached with ballots out for 3 weeks instead of 1 day. There are some other nuances now that we didn't have around dual path to the ballot that I'm sure that are part of the discovery and part of the process that is described in campaign school now.
So if someone's just hearing about this for the first time, what's your advice on participating?
If you have any thought that you might want to participate in the public square, whether it be a school board, city council, mayor, or perhaps at the legislative level, you should enroll yourself in some kind of campaign school. It will make you a much better candidate. You'll feel much more prepared, and you'll have a sense of confidence that I think a lot of candidates are missing.
Scott Sandel was a longtime member and participant in Utah Farm Bureau programs before he attended the campaign school. He served in the Utah House of Representatives before being elected to the Utah State Senate from District 1. And if you're interested in participating in campaign school yourself, you can contact Utah Farm Bureau at utahfarmbureau.org. Cows, Plows, and Things That Grow is the podcast service of the Utah Farm Bureau Federation. Our mission is to inspire all Utah families to connect, succeed, and grow through the miracle of agriculture. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.